Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schulte for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Funk steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes bunts towards third. Sharon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Funk moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon juggles the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Lyons scores. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk scores. Hayes moves to third. Self moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Berry reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Melillo moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Debs Garms pinch hits for Sam Gray. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Sherin scores. Levy moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy scores. Schult moves to third. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Schult scores. Burns moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Self moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds bunts towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Levy reaches second base with a double. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Kimsey moves to second. Phil Galavan now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to home to get Levy. Kimsey moves to third. Schult moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kimsey scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kress moves to third. Berry moves to second. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. 1 out. It's 6-4, Browns. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Galavan moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Phil Galavan. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Gaston picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gaston. Goslin moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-4 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sharon. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.